Tracy Morgan with you. Thank you so much again for sticking with us as we continue our interviews with experts in and around the area. And once again, I will have to say a big thank you to the Butler Health System for being such a great source of information for us. And so today we're joined with the Butler Health System once again, but today we're talking to Dr. Elliot Smith, and he is the president of the Physicians Group. He's the chief quality officer for Butler Health System, and we're going to be talking about this reopening. What's it look like? And so, Dr. Smith, thank you very much for joining me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Tracy.
And so, you know, I could sit back and just say, what's this look like, and let you take it. I mean, it's just every day it just seems to be changing, and every hour and every time we're off. So for that fact, let me do this, if you don't mind, Dr. Smith. Folks, if you're listening to this, especially on the podcast, we're talking to Dr. Smith on Monday, which would be May 4th. And then, of course, you're going to be hearing this at a different time, possibly on Tuesday on the air and then, of course, online. But Dr. Smith, so what are we looking at as we're trying to reopen to a certain degree here with the Butler Health System?
Yeah, so within our ambulatory practices for, you know, the past 6-8 weeks, we've been clearly following, you know, the guidance coming out of the Department of Health, as well as some federal guidance that pretty much said, you know, focus as much as you can on this idea of social distancing, or perhaps it's the new term of physical distancing. In other words, sheltering in place and trying to keep the community healthy by, you know, supporting the governor and the federal authorities' suggestion that, you know, people not be out and about. So we operated that way across our network as well. So, you know, the encouragement to our patients was to stay at home unless you absolutely need to come out, and then come into the offices. So our offices have been skinnied down. We've been doing a tremendous job at virtual health through telehealth platforms. That would include, you know, the typical telehealth platforms, as well as phone calls, and trying to support the needs of our patients virtually rather than in face-to-face environments. And so with the improvement in the local community disease burden, if you will, we felt that it was okay to begin to open up, you know, our practices a little bit, allow patients to come in. And so this will be what I call today our first or soft opening. So the offices will be nowhere near to the capacity that they were in times gone by. We've emptied out our waiting rooms, and so folks will be waiting in their cars and coming straight through the waiting room and directly into the exam room to be evaluated by the physician and the advanced practice providers that Butler Health System has in place. You know, so by and large, we still want to encourage those highest risk folks, those of advanced age or with multiple medical problems, that we still should be serving them virtually rather than face-to-face at this point.
Yeah, so when do we make the decision to go to a virtual doctor visit versus coming in? What's that clarifier for us to make that decision?
Well, sometimes, you know, there are things that lend themselves pretty well to telehealth, you know, but I think as we've gotten better as an organization, that list of things has grown further and further along. Certainly there are, you know, times when encounters with patients and physicians and nurse practitioners are, you know, lend themselves very well to a virtual visit, you know, check in on mental health and how's attention deficit and anxiety, things of that nature. You know, things that are a little bit harder are, you know, how's my blood pressure? But overall checks and well-being for folks, wellness visits, things of that nature, counseling for diet, exercise, and by and large what we've seen a great deal of is, you know, people who are significantly anxious and stressed as it relates to this virus itself. So just some reassurance that lends itself quite well to a virtual visit.
So what is the process in this for us as patients? Do we call the doctor's office and then that decision will be made at that point?
Exactly. So depending upon the risk factors that an individual has, the office will be looking at that, understanding why it is that they're coming into the office. You know, we still have our nasopharyngeal swabbing center located in the parking lot up and running. So for folks who are concerned that they may in fact have COVID, you know, though they would not be evaluated in the office, they would be sent over and undergo testing to confirm that they do or do not have it. And then, you know, the office appointment would be followed up thereafter. But things like routine checkups for diabetics who don't have underlying, you know, other problems, or how's my blood pressure doing, those things we're now starting to do within our offices when we had been putting them off for a while. So our initial, you know, mode of operation when this first began was, what do we have to do now, and what do we have to do now in person? And so some of those things that we thought could wait 6-8 weeks, now that time frame of 6-8 weeks has, you know, run through, and so we're starting to bring in patients and try to make sure they're getting the care and the ongoing follow-up that they so importantly need.
When we recently talked with Dr. Love about the non-emergency procedures and how that's opening up, and he and I talked about how individuals, some individuals will be asked to be tested prior to the procedure. Is that different than what you're talking about? So are you saying that when people come into a doctor's office, if the symptoms are there, then they'd be tested?
Correct. So, you know, we wouldn't be asking patients to go and get tested and screened to make sure they don't have it to come into our offices. Our offices will all be running much like every other business in the community is running, and that is, you know, our patients will have a mask when they enter the building, and all our staff will have masks so that we have those barriers in place to prevent the cough or the sneeze from going into the air or onto surfaces other than the masks.
And so how will you handle the process of late individuals or cancellations? Will that interrupt the flow of the day? Because this will seem, everything's kind of abnormal at this point. You know, we're so used to what we typically do in a day that if we're coming for an appointment and we're waiting in the car and if somebody cancels on us, will that interrupt your flow in a day?
Absolutely, and you know, certainly we envision those sorts of things happening. You know, so from the standpoint of how we do throughput in our offices, you know, people, we would ask for, you know, patience as we begin to understand this new normal. You know, things that we hadn't historically done. You know, typically we'd fill our waiting rooms and people would spill over into hallways and whatnot, and eventually we'd get them in and get them all seen. You know, the idea now is wait in the car and let us, you know, improve that throughput. The community has been very patient with us as we've figured out what's the safest way to get people through our offices, what's the safest way to get people in for testing. We've not really had much in the way of pushback along those lines, but, you know, from the standpoint of someone comes a little bit late and they let us know, you know, we may work them in through, but, you know, our mode of safety says that we don't want people congregating in our hallways and our waiting rooms and everywhere else. So we'll work with the community to get people through in an expeditious fashion.
And I have to ask about masks. Do you want us still to wear the masks as we come into the doctor's offices?
Very important to have those masks. Any time out in the community now, for the safety of, you know, the community at large, the mask should be worn.
And let me ask about outpatient services, if I could, because I'm asking you a lot of questions that we're envisioning going into the doctor's office. But I don't want to forget about the outpatient aspect of the hospital, because right now you're still not allowing visitors in. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so how is outpatient services at the Butler Hospital being handled with this, as you say, a soft reopening?
Yeah, so similarly to everything else, I'd call that, you know, kind of the middle ground. And, you know, so if someone's coming in for a cardiac cath or a stress test or x-rays, we also are not having visitors come in along with them. We're getting the contact information. The physician then following the procedure would reach out to the family member who was supporting that individual and provide them with the results. We bring the patient in, perform the test, whether it be a CAT scan or anything else, and then assist the patient in getting back out to the car and being on their way home.
So there is assistance. Let's say somebody broke their foot and they need an x-ray, or they're coming in for something like that, and there's no visitors coming into the hospital. Will you meet halfway, or how does that work?
Absolutely. We'll meet them the whole way. We'll go out and assist them in, you know, get them, you know, pushed to the area where they need to get their test done, and then assist them back out.
So let me ask you a general question. As you're working with the Butler Hospital, of course, what is the plan, or have there been discussions about a plan if we see a resurgence? What will you all do with the medical offices, the doctor's offices, and the outpatient services?
So the one opportunity we have here as a health organization and the lab that's performing, a lot of these tests is we are able to see the disease burden within the community. So if we were to see a resurgence or a spike in the number of cases, we would dial back, to preserve the capacity of the hospital for those who might get, sick and require an inpatient hospital bed. So we have, a daily observation of this, actually many times a day. We're monitoring the number of patients who are showing up with what we call influenza-like illness, or COVID-type symptoms, so that we would know, okay, things seem to be getting a little bit busier. You know, we need to keep a close eye on this and watch our capacity as a hospital to preserve the acute care need.
We've been talking, of course, Dr. Smith, about Butler Health System, meaning Butler Hospital for us, but how's Clarion Hospital doing?
Clarion Hospital is following in line, right along with the initiatives that go on as a health system. That's one of the great opportunities that I think we've had from day one. Though Clarion was new, and I've said that, it's not an ideal time to integrate a new organization in the middle of a pandemic. In many ways, it's actually been, a blessing from the standpoint of, allowing increased collaboration and discussions in how we move forward in the time of the pandemic. So the hospitals are in sync with one another and following the same processes.
And let me ask you one final question, if I could, Dr. Smith. If we feel the urge to get out, because many of us just want to get out of our homes, and yet we're being told to stay at home for a little longer, yes, wear the masks if you have to go out, and yet at the same time we hear like a soft reopening. It's kind of, I don't want to say mixed messages, it's just that, that urge is for us to get out. Would you have any cautionary tale of what we should be doing so we don't reopen too fast?
Absolutely. I would continue to enforce the shelter-in-place order that, our local community in the southwestern, area of Pennsylvania has in place. The reason I say that is we want to avoid that resurgence. As an essential organization, the idea is we've probably put off as much care for as long as we should. There are certainly communities, not so much here in Butler, but we've seen it in some of the harder hit areas where people are neglecting the care that they should have been undergoing for the weeks leading up to this, and as a result having untoward ill effects on their health. So we believe it's in the best interest of our patients that we move forward in this fashion. But if you don't need to be out and about, you should not be out and about. And it is a struggle. People are growing weary of being physically distanced and isolated, and the stress associated with this. But it's so important, and we've come so far. Without a doubt, I believe, the local community really rallied around this idea of, physical distancing, and I believe that's why we did not see, such a huge impact as other areas have.
Dr. Smith, if you talk to the other doctors I've interviewed, you'll know that I always sneak one more question in. So here's my last question for you, because you all have been working so hard. How are you doing? How are the people that you're working directly with doing, being on the front lines?
Wow, I think that, the support that we've seen in so many different areas has honestly carried us through. We support one another as a team. As a health system, we've seen that. Historically, we know and are singing from the same hymnal, if you will, and supporting one another. It's been really good. It's been scary, I believe, for everyone. But as an organization, we've provided for the needs of all our employees and staff so that they're safe. People feel very safe coming in to work, and it's been very gratifying to see the support of the community as we've, gone through this together. So overall, we're okay.
Well, Dr. Smith, we're giving you virtual hugs and virtual high fives as a community, and I will say the same thing to you as I said to the others. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Tracy.
Folks, thank you very much for joining us. Dr. Smith, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Of course, Dr. Elliot Smith, the president of the Physicians Group and chief quality officer for the Butler Health System. Thanks, Dr. Smith. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.